Welcome to our Local Voices special presentation called A Glance Back on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. A Glance Back is brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and local historian. Local Voices, A Glance Back, a two-hour program, airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. The show focuses on the music, radio features, and history of World War II and beyond as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP. Enjoy the good old days when the world came together to fight for the good of all. This is Local Voices with historian Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP. To take a look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. In 1099, the Crusaders launched their final assault on Jerusalem. Within days, Jerusalem fell to the Crusaders. In 1453, France defeated England at Castillon, France, ending the Hundred Years' War. In 1585, a group of 108 English colonists, led by Sir Richard Greenfield, reaches Roanoke Island, North Carolina. In 1754, George Washington surrendered Fort Necessity to the French, leaving them in control of the Ohio Valley. In 1789, France begins to have troubles, as in this week back in 1789, the Bastille, a fortress in Paris used to hold political prisoners, was stormed by a mob of French citizens. Within days, the electors of Paris set up a commune to live without the authority of the government. This led to the French Revolution, which began on May 5, 1789, raged for 10 years, and ended on November 9, 1799. They spent years sorting things out, and it wasn't until 1875 that the, quote, new French Constitution was finalized. In 1798, the Sedition Act was passed by the U.S. Congress. The Sedition Act made it illegal to publish or utter any, quote, false, scandalous, or malicious statements intended to defame Congress or the President. In 1801, the U.S. fleet arrives in Tripoli. In 1806, the Confederation of the Rhine is established in Germany. In 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte surrenders to the British at Rochefort, France. In 1832, Henry Schoolcraft discovers the source of the Mississippi River in Minnesota. In 1863, Missourian and Confederate raider Bill Anderson and his bushwhackers attack Huntsville, Missouri, stealing $45,000 from the local bank. The payout of $45,000 back in 1863 would be equal to millions of dollars in today's money. We'll have more on this infamous Missouri legend later in the show. In 1863, opponents of the draft begin 3 days of rioting in New York City. In 1866, the Great Eastern begins a 2-week voyage to complete a 12-year effort to lay telegraph cable across the Atlantic between Britain and the United States. In 1864, at Harrisburg, Mississippi, federal troops under General Andrew Jackson Smith repulse an attack by General Nathan Bedford Forrest. In 1872, the Ballot Act is passed in Great Britain, providing for secret election ballots. In 1877, inventor Thomas Edison records the human voice for the first time. In 1882, Mary Todd Lincoln, the widow of Abraham Lincoln, dies of a stroke. In 1901, over 74,000 Pittsburgh steelworkers go on strike. In 1933, Nazi Germany promulgates the law for protection of hereditary health. This is the beginning of their euthanasia program. In 1936, General Francisco Franco of Spain revolts against the Republican government, starting the Spanish Civil War. In 1939, Frank Sinatra recorded his first song. It was From the Bottom of My Heart, and it was played with the Harry James Band. In 1940, Adolf Hitler orders preparations for the invasion of England. In 1941, Moscow is bombed by the German Luftwaffe for the first time. Following the attack, Britain and the Soviet Union signed a mutual aid pact, providing the means for Britain to send war materials to the Soviet Union. In 1942, the German ME-262, the first jet-propelled aircraft to fly in combat, makes its first flight. In 1944, Field Marshal Erwin Rommel is wounded when an Allied fighter hits his staff car in France. In 1945, American battleships and cruisers bombard the Japanese home islands for the first time. In 1945, the United States detonates the first atomic bomb in a test in New Mexico. In 1951, the George Washington Carver National Monument in Joplin, Missouri, becomes the first national park honoring an African American. In 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower proposes a highway modernization program with costs to be shared by federal and state governments. It turns into the interstate system we know today. In 1954 in Geneva, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, the People's Republic of China, and France reach an accord on Indochina, dividing Vietnam into two countries, north and south, along the 17th parallel. In 1957, the U.S. Surgeon General Leroy E. Birney reports that there is a direct link between smoking and lung cancer. In 1958, President Dwight Eisenhower sends 5,000 Marines to Lebanon to keep the peace. In 1960, John F. Kennedy accepts the Democratic nomination for president. In 1966, Ho Chi Minh orders a partial mobilization of North Vietnam to defend against American airstrikes. In 1969, Apollo 11 blasts off, heading for a landing on the moon. In 1974, G. Gordon Liddy, John Ehrlichman, and two others are convicted of conspiracy and perjury in connection with the Watergate scandal. In 1984, Democratic presidential candidate Walter Mondale chooses Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate. In 1987, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North and Rear Admiral John Poindexter begin giving their testimony before Congress regarding the Iran-Contra scandal. And in 1999, a private plane piloted by John F. Kennedy Jr. is lost over the waters of Martha's Vineyard. Remember to tune in next week for another look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back.
bonds you buy will bring you victory. Buy, 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 buy a bond. And you'll be standing by the victory arch when Johnny comes marching home again. Oh, you should need no request. For after all, you know that you're investing in the best. Till the lads come back again, back the old attack again. Buy, buy, buy. This is no time to say you've done enough. This is the time to really do your stuff. And even if you can't be a soldier in the ranks, you can be the guy to help supply the guns and planes and tanks. This is the time for you to do your best. This is no time for you to take a rest. The enemy is reeling and his morale is low. So now's the time to fall in line and deal the final blow. Bye, 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 buy a bond.
Buy a bond.
And by and by, the bonds you buy will bring you victory. Bye, 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 buy a bond.
Buy a bond.
And you'll be standing by the victory arch when Johnny comes marching home again. Oh, you should need no request.
Buy a bond.
For after all, you know that you're investing in the best. Till the lads come back again, back the old attack again. And bye, bye, bye.
Thanks to the Boonslick Historical Society for bringing us this historical content on Local Voices with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP. Listening to 94.7 KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. I'm Rachel Steele, and I'd like to tell you the legend of Missouri's own Bloody Bill Anderson. It was this week, back in 1863, that Confederate raider William T. Anderson, otherwise known as Missouri's Bloody Bill Anderson, and his bushwhackers attacked Huntsville, Missouri, stealing $45,000 from the local bank. The payout of that $45,000 prize back in 1863 would be equal to millions of today's dollars. Bloody Bill Anderson was born in 1839 to William C. Anderson and Martha Anderson, who bore six children. It was said that as a child he was well behaved, and he claimed Missouri as his native state, but experts say he was most likely born in Kentucky. Bloody Bill Anderson was a captain in the Confederate Army and fought at the Battle of Fort Blair, the Lawrence Massacre, the Centralia Massacre, and a battle in Oreck, Missouri. Anderson soon turned to trafficking in stolen horses along the Santa Fe Trail, robbing, looting, and other criminal acts. It wasn't long until Bloody Bill Anderson became a Confederate guerrilla with Quantrill's Raiders, the most prominent and feared Confederate guerrilla group in the Kansas-Missouri area. After a skirmish with a U.S. Marshal and posse, the Raiders split into small groups. At this point, Anderson set up his own guerrilla group, which included some of the more vicious colleagues he had. One of them just happened to be the infamous Jesse James. Bloody Bill Anderson was feared across the area and was known to keep a rope with 53 knots, each knot representing a life he had taken. Anderson, during a skirmish, was shot in the head and perished instantly. Bloody Bill Anderson died October 26, 1864, in Albany, Missouri. His blood-soaked body was put on display at a local courthouse as a warning to any with similar criminal leanings. So that's the legend of Missouri's Bloody Bill Anderson. I'm Rachel Steele on 94.7 KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. listen as past and present collide with Local Voices, Monday edition from noon to 4 p.m. on 94.7 KPIP. Listening to 94.7 KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. I'm Rachel Steele, filling in for Jim Steele. And it was this week back in 1939 that Frank Sinatra recorded his first song. It was From the Bottom of My Heart, and he had a little help from his friends, the Harry James Band. Frank could do it all, act, sing, and dance. He became part of the Rat Pack on the silver screen and released an incredible amount of audio recordings and always wowed people on stage. When Frank was just getting started, a man in his early 20s, he auditioned at the prestigious performing arts school, Juilliard. During his audition, faculty of the school were jotting down notes about how they thought he was doing. Years later, a professor at Juilliard came across one of the faculty members' notes on Sinatra. The sheet read, quote, "Can't act, can't sing, can dance a little," end quote. Let's take a trip back now to 1939, when Sinatra got his big musical break and ended up changing the entertainment industry with his talents. So here is the first song Frank Sinatra ever recorded. It's From the Bottom of My Heart, featuring Frank Sinatra with the Harry James Band. And you're listening to it on A Glance Back, only on 94.7 KPIP.
From the bottom of my heart, I need you. You're part of my day, my inspiration is you alone. To call my own, I love you, I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I want you. It's you I adore. Every moment we're apart, I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of we're apart, how I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of my heart.
This is Local Voices with a glance back at World War II with Jim Steele, 194.7 KPIP.
Thank you.
You've been listening to A Glance Back on Local Voices with Fayette's own Jim Steele, president of the Boonslick Historical Society. Catch another edition of A Glance Back with Jim Steele, a two-hour program which airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. only on 94.7 KPIP.